Thank you for calling Bank of Cardiff. This is Zach. Can I help you?
Zach, how you doing?
Good, good.
Zach, this is Armando Solis from Sunny Days Landscaping and Construction.
Hey, how are you doing, Armando?
Good, actually. I've been busy, so working, and I haven't sent the papers, but I was going to ask you, are you okay to talk, or you want me to call you back, or you want to call me back later?
No, we can talk. What's going on?
Oh, actually, I was just wondering, do you check my credit score or stuff like that to get a loan?
Yeah, we do have to check credit. That's but we do a soft pull on it, so we don't go through all three agencies. We just go through Experian to look at credit. Are you having any credit issues right now, or any challenges with credit, or?
Well, I'm gonna tell you the truth. I was 620, something like that, about 4 months ago or before that.
Uh-huh.
Somebody break into my house and they stole. So I was behind last 3 months.
Yes.
And I didn't think to, you know, get a loan. Just all I was thinking to continue working, and I got another job at the restaurant and stuff like that, and lost my company, and but I was behind, a month in my payments, but they, and I don't know if they affect them. You know, but I'm strike again, so, you know,
okay. Where would you say your credit's at now? have you checked it recently?
No, actually, I haven't checked anything. You know, because this happened 2 months, almost 3 months.
Okay.
Yeah, the somebody break into my house, they stole my AC, my everything, you know.
Yeah, you said they stole your laptop and stole money from you,
everything.
And they, yeah, that's crazy.
Oh yeah, I think I told you, didn't it? Yeah.
Yeah, and then they tried to set fire to a trailer that was on your property, and they hurt one of a guy that was living on your property, and just craziness.
Yep. I know. I didn't know that. I told you, but.
We talked about it for a while. That's a scary story. Scary story.
I know. Yeah, and the insurance is taking care of that, and right now I'm just doing my work and whatever. But they're looking for the people. I think they have one already, but I'm not sure.
Good.
They don't want to tell me too much because they think I'm gonna do my own law.
I'm gonna take care
of everything by myself. Yeah, I mean, you never know, but I wouldn't do anything, because that's why there's, the police and the laws.
Yeah, but, otherwise people would just be going crazy everywhere.
I know, and people's been crazy doing drugs and stuff, and that's why they're like that.
Yeah,
so how can we do this?
So there's no way around it. We do have to look at credit. But the thing is this, we help businesses with, with excellent credit and all the way to not so good credit. So, if it's above 500, I believe that we can still help you out.
Oh, I think I got more than, I think you got 600 and 80.
Yeah. So, yeah, you're good.
Yeah,
you're good, man.
But I was waiting, this month, because I'm telling you the truth. I mean, I was behind, the last 2 months. I was like, oh my God, they took all my stuff. Even, I have to, get another job and stuff to get, to work, to make some extra money.
Yeah.
And the money from my renters and stuff like that. I was like, okay, so I got to, but I'm glad that nothing happened, but I was behind. I tell you that I was behind. So I don't know if that affect on that, and that's why I kind of was waiting, maybe effect, but this month it should be everything good.
Okay, well, Armando, let me ask you this. In your bank statements, in the past 4 months, have you gone negative at all in your business, on your business bank account? Has it gotten below zero at all at any point?
No, actually, it just got, because I make some, shopping, buy some stuff, and actually I haven't put in that much money because, you know, they stole my my identification, so all my identity, so I was like kind of like scared to do something like that.
Yeah, so they might, because they might take it.
Yeah, but they could take it, and I have been receiving calls that I win like so much money. I'm like, who's gonna give you that much money like that? But they just want to get make sure your information is right, so that way they can continue doing something.
Oh.
But I already called Homeland Security and everything.
Okay.
So they know somebody stole my identity, and so whoever do it something, they always contact me, or you know, they have to contact my number, because I got a number where they can call me, make sure that's me.
Okay. So it sounds like your credit is right around the national average, and then so your bank statements, they haven't gotten negative. So it sounds like, you know, we could potentially do something for you. It's just a matter of getting the application in and getting that information over to me to see what we can do.
Uh-huh. Oh, okay. So how much should I have to how much should it have to be like a month, like coming in? It don't have to be in there, or it has to be in there like every month.
So consistently, we'd like to see between $8,000 and $10,000 coming in and out of your account each month, the business bank account.
Uh-huh.
But we've been able to help customers before that haven't had that much going in and out. Of course, it's probably going to be a lesser amount than you're looking for, because it is a loan that's based off of the cash flow for your business. If that makes sense.
Yeah. So like let's say, because I use my, my business and my personal, my debit, it's the same thing,
uh-huh.
My name is in there, it's the same thing. So, but I mean, it goes like, I don't know how to say it, but I've been paying too much taxes.
I think we all have.
So I'm kind of like, it's just, that's why I haven't put all the money in there.
Oh, okay. I understand what you're saying, because they could see that in there and maybe try to go after it.
Yeah, so I'm trying to skip some things, but, I don't know it's not good, because, right now I'm trying to get along.
Yeah, because we want to... Because we want to see, that there's a decent amount of activity in your business bank account. So we want to know that there's money coming in, and there's money going out, that there's normal activity in there. So that's why we would want to look at the bank statements.
Uh-huh. Okay, see. And that's one thing that, I keep it, and that's why most Mexican people do it, Spanish people do it.
Yeah, well, I know, some people like to keep cash on hand and, kind of store that away for a rainy day instead of putting it in the bank. It sounds like that may have been the case with you, and the people found out about it and broke into your house and took it.
Yeah, that's what happened. And they're not only took mine, they took, like, my uncle and my stepdaddy. So,
oh, man.
Like, we just... just come up here to work and to Virginia, and they're the one that helped me with my company. But I don't know how much you think that I qualify, like if like 5,000 goes in the account.
I'm not sure. It's really, Armando, to be honest, it's really tough to say. Our underwriting department will look at that, and they have, the mathematic formulas to run all your numbers to see what they can make available to you. I don't want to give you some false information, and have it come back, it being something different later. I want to give you the best information possible. And the only way to do that is to really, take a look at the bank statements and the tax return and all that stuff to see what we can make available.
Okay. Yeah, okay. We talked about putting my title, my Is that how they call it, one of the houses?
Put the collateralize the house or some equipment or things of that nature.
The house, one of the houses.
So we could do that. Is that paid for free and clear?
It's paid for. It's pay everything. I pay insurance, and if something happens, they will pay. If something happens with the house, they will pay up to $450,000. I hope nothing happens.
Right.
If it burns or something, like a storm or something like that. They will pay damage, yeah.
Gotcha. Well, let's do this. Do you have a little bit of time this week to maybe gather that information for me to see what we can make available? Because, you know, once I receive it, we can turn around and get you some feedback inside of 24 hours so you can know, you know, what would be available for you and see if that would be helpful for you and your business.
It's supposed to be raining. That's why I call you today. It's supposed to be raining tomorrow, and the rainy days wouldn't work. So, but I want to do it, you know. And actually, you know, I gotta be honest with you. I want to, you know, get whatever money, you know, the money, and I want to pay whatever I owe to the credit card, and I want to keep only one payment.
That's all
I want to do.
Okay.
That's all I want to do.
Yeah, well, let's just get that information in, and then, you know, again, we can get you some feedback real quickly to see if, you know, we could be a good fit to help in what you're looking to do.
What is it?
What's that? Oh, so I'm just saying, yeah. So if you could get that information into us this week, you could turn around and get you the feedback that you need to know if we could help your business or, you know, if we'd be a good fit to assist you in what you're looking to do.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
All right. So I'm gonna try to do it tomorrow. I'm gonna go to the bank today, and
okay.
The thing is that I have two banks.
So we just need the information on your business account, and that we don't need to know anything about your personal account, just your business bank account.
Okay, because I use my personal and my business, because I always use both together, you know, one to make payments and one to other one to save money, and it's like that. But I send you whatever it is. And
okay.
See if, what do I qualify? And plus, I got that everything is paid. You know, it's 13 acres and two houses in this place.
Yeah. Well, so let's get it all together and let's see what we can do for you. And do you want me to? I can follow up with you on Friday just to check in with you and see how everything's going for gathering that information. Will that work?
Yeah, that's fine. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, that's fun, and I'm gonna go there. I'm gonna see if I can read the papers today.
Great.
And send it to you. You send me an email with the fax. Is that right? Fax number.
Yes, I did.
Oh, okay. So you want me to fax it to you?
You can fax it or email it, whatever is easier for you.
Okay, and my last question is, what's the percent, how much they charge, and do you know?
I don't know.
That already? No.
It's tough to tell you because we don't know what you're approved for, and, you know, the length of the term and all that stuff, so I can't just, you know, throw some numbers out there when I don't really have any of that information. It's not fair to me, and it's not fair to you, you know, if that makes sense.
Yeah, I know, yeah, and that's one thing that I'm, like, kind of, like, I don't know, you know, I want to do it, but at the same time, I'm like...
Well, there's no obligation to you, so, you know, if we come up with some numbers and it doesn't work for you, like, you don't, it's no obligation at all, you can say, hey, thank you for your time, and, you know, and know that that is there for you, so basically you're not obligated to take the offer that we have for you, you know, if it's too expensive, then it's too expensive, but, you know, that would be what's available for you, if that makes sense.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Okay, well, thank you, Zach, and I will send the information to you to look, see what qualifies, see if it's enough.
Perfect.
What I want to do. Okay.
Okay. Yeah, thanks for the call
today.
Thank
you for your patience. No, thank you for taking my call.
No problem, my friend. We'll get you through this, and we'll talk soon, okay?
Okay. Well, thank you, Zach. Have a good day.
You too, man.
Okay. Bye. All right. Okay, bye.